Welcome to the Meditation Minis Podcast, mind-shifting meditations to help you feel better fast, with your host, hypnotist Shel Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Meditation Minis Podcast. This past weekend, I had an experience where I was at an event, and I was at the event in support of people who were actually running the event and doing the work, and it was a transformational workshop. And during my time there, there were lots of problems, challenges, we'll say, that kept coming up, and people were kind of freaking out about this and that and the other thing. And I kept finding myself, whenever these challenges were presented, saying, okay, cool, we'll handle that. Okay, cool, we'll find a way to make that happen. Okay, great, we've got this covered. And I had such a sense of like lightness about that. And those of you listening to the podcast for a while may think that I'm always like that. It's not true. I have stuff that comes up all the time, and I'm not always my lightest, brightest, best self. But during this training, no matter what was getting thrown at us, and when other people were, you know, freaking out, I was just like, okay, it's cool. We will find a way to make that happen, to handle it, to get it covered, whatever we need to do. And as I was driving home from that, I was thinking, well, Shel, why in the world, if you can be like that all day at this event when you're exhausted and hungry and overwhelmed, how can you have that attitude and not have it even more in your day-to-day life with everything? And so I want to do a podcast today about cultivating that kind of course, can-do attitude of lightness and standing in the absolute certainty that things can get handled. They might not get handled exactly the way we think that they should or shouldn't be. They might not be, you know, quote-unquote perfect, but they get to get handled, and they get to get handled in a way where we can stay in a greater sense of joyfulness in the doing of it. If that sounds like something you would like to explore more, I know it's something that I want to explore more, then this week's meditation is perfect for both of us. This week's episode is brought to you by Casper Mattresses. You spend one third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. And Casper Mattresses provides all the support the human body needs in all the right places. Designed, developed, and assembled in the U.S. with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google, Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. They have three mattress models, the original Casper, the Wave, and the Essential. And you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free Sleep On It trial. Start sleeping ahead of the curve with Casper. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/shell, C-H-E-L, and use the promo code SHELL. Terms and conditions do apply. Visit casper.com/shell. And by doing so, you are directly supporting this podcast, and I thank you for that in advance. Go ahead now, close your eyes and take one slow breath in, holding at the top for a moment and then exhaling it again, and following that with two more slow breaths in and holding each one at the top for just a moment or so, and then letting it go. And as you give yourself permission to relax by saying to yourself silently in your mind, I give myself permission to relax. It really can be as simple as that. And if there's a part of your mind that is fighting with the idea of relaxation, that's okay. Just notice it. Imagine yourself smiling at it and saying, it's all good. You can do whatever it is that you need to do, but I'm going to continue to refocus my attention on the sound of Shell's voice and the music in the background. As I breathe in, pause, and exhale. And as you breathe and be, you can consider that idea in your mind of what it would be like that no matter what life threw at you, no matter what the situations, the dashed expectations, the moments that take us off path of the track we thought we were going to be on. If every time life's challenges were to come up, if your answer were to be, okay, no problem, we can take care of that. And to do it in such a way that you are full of the certainty of the possibilities, even if what's asked seems impossible. You are certain that this is a universe of possibilities, and you may not know exactly how it's going to happen, but you know that it's possible that it can. And so in a light, bright, joyful way, you say, yes, of course, we can handle that. I can make that happen. And as you consider this light, bright, joyful way, you may think of times in the past where, of course, you handled things, but did you handle them in a light and joyful way? Or did you just get in and roll your sleeves up and get it done because it needed to get done? And it's not to say that that's wrong. That's a wonderful gift that you're able to do that. But imagine how much more enjoyable life would be if you had more and more of this light, bright, standing in the certainty of the possibilities that, of course, that can be done. To stand in joy and fun. That it becomes like a game, and you might not know how you're going to win, but you know you're going to have fun playing. And that's worth everything and more. And if that way of being had a color, what color would it be for you? Imagine yourself just moving, and everywhere around you are trails and trendles of that color, as though you're painting that joyful, light, bright color wherever you go in the world. And if that feeling of being in that place of joyful, bright, light, certainty of the possibilities of yes, of course that can happen, if that feeling had an outfit, what would it be wearing? And just imagine that. And imagine yourself wearing it and see yourself practicing, imagining yourself in that outfit of possibilities, of painting colored trendles everywhere you go. And anytime you are faced with a challenge, you hear yourself stop and breathe for a moment and then say, yes, of course. We'll figure out a way. And when other people are freaking out around you, you become the voice of joy, of belief in the possibilities that all things can be created. As you breathe and be, feeling it, committing yourself to it. Notice how much more joyful and fun life will be, and situations that used to bother you, they just don't get under your skin anymore. You find yourself smiling, saying, yes, of course, it's not a problem. And when people are being kind of in their own little negative ways, you find that no longer affects you the way it once did. And instead, you become that voice of light, possibility, and belief in the certainty that all things can be solved. Each and every day, in so many ways, feeling lighter and brighter, and yes, I can, yes, we can, more and more, in so many fun ways. Thank you so much for spending some of your day with me today. I'm Shel Hamilton, and you are listening to the Meditation Minis podcast. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for writing to me and sharing some topic suggestions for possible future meditations, as well as sharing your personal story with me about how you are using the Meditation Minis podcast to help you support the change that you're creating in your life, in your mind, in your joyful ways of being more every day. And if you haven't done so already, please consider rating and reviewing this podcast in iTunes. It really goes a long way to helping the mysterious algorithms of iTunes to put the podcast in front of more people so that they too can discover this free, relaxing resource. Thank you for being a listener, and have a wonderful week.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. Executive producer Shel Hamilton. To discover more meditation, visualization, and affirmation podcasts like this one, visit calmclearnow.com.